Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said. It is a fun morning. Oh, tear here. If all else fails, read directions. I couldn't get the popcorn open. I actually have popcorn today for a matinee chat. And the popcorn actually, it's so cool.
It smells incredible.
They sent it to us. It is the Red Snowflake 5-cone gift. Boy, that's making a lot of noise. Cone gift basket. It's available on the website Popcornopolis, so popcorn and then opolis, .com. And it's this whole like basket. I don't know if you can see it on Facebook, and it's got like 5 cones, and there's all kinds of popcorn in it. There's kettle corn, cinnamon toast. I think he opened the caramel.
He did.
So, yeah. So, you know, for holiday gift guide,
or
gift shopping, what a great gift, you know, to just send them a whole. Because you know when you have the cans of popcorn, it all gets mixed in together in the can and gets kind of stale, so you can open it as well. So popcornopolis.com, and you can get your own popcorn. So we have popcorn for matinee chat with Kathleen Kaiser this morning.
Yay!
And this segment is brought to you by the St. Louis Marriage Coach. .com. That's David Rispoli, stlouismarriagecoaching.com. Absolutely reassures he can change your life. And our prayers are still going out to David as sadly he lost his wife to the battle of cancer this week. We're on Saturday. So we're thinking of him and can't wait to have him back
Big hugs.
Yes. So on a happy note, it's movie time.
Yay.
What's going on at the theaters? And we are going to be playing a game too,
We
right?
are going to be playing a game,
win
some movie tickets. I don't know that you're going to be real happy when we get to that game, but we shall see.
Because I always lose. Are we going to win some tickets today
we
too?
We are going to win some tickets. We're going to win 4 free passes to the Lincoln Theater in Belleville, Illinois.
Okay.
And also
I love the Lincoln Theater. Have I ever mentioned that?
Yeah, you have.
Going back into
the
time.
The historic Lincoln Theater. Yeah, right on East Main Street in downtown Belleville.
And you're noisy.
We're also going to give away 4 free passes to the Edge 5 Theaters, also in Belleville, Illinois.
If you want to answer on Facebook or, of course, our number that's so easy to remember, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-TALK. Turn it like you learn the ABCs.
Look at you go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So
she's awake now, Gordon.
855-282-TALK.
Wow.
See, we got our own
Look
jingle.
At that.
I'll be here all morning. Thank you very much.
That was very nice. Very nice. Well, movies, this time of year, they have held off, apparently, all summer long. There wasn't really anything really exciting to see, but now we're getting ready for the award season. So now they're popping all the good stuff.
Okay.
So one movie that popped a couple weeks ago that everybody needs to see with Ben Stiller, and it's a dramatic role. So if you love Ben Stiller, he's not real funny, but he plays a dad, and it's called Brad's Status.
Hmm.
He's actually taking his son to college
to
check him out.
To see somebody who's always comedy, to see them play a serious role. It's an experience, you know, to see that.
But he's really good. And Austin Abrams, who is his son, is also very, very good. Also, Jake Gyllenhaal is in movie theaters as Stronger. And that movie is about Jeff Bowman, the gentleman who lost both his legs, watching for his girlfriend to run by during the Boston Marathon bombing. And he is also, when he came to, able to identify who the bombers were. So he helped in that whole process as well. And I believe Jake Gyllenhaal will be getting a nod come award season for his performance in that film.
I bet.
And I'm guessing maybe. Kelly, do you like Tom Cruise?
No, it's not one of my favorite anymore. Sorry.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, he made a new
movie.
I'm
over him.
You're over him?
Yeah, we broke up.
Oh.
I'm done.
I'm sad.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, that's okay. He is in movie theaters right now, too. It's like biography time in the movie theaters. American Made is the name of the movie, and he is Barry Seal, a past TWA pilot who goes to work for the CIA and maybe in the process ends up working with the drug cartel too. It's okay,
really?
Gordon. Make noise. It's okay.
It's popcorn time.
I was going to say, open up her popcorn,
it's
kind of
like the popcorn's popping, it almost sounds like.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
There comes the cinnamon toast.
There you go. Oh, wow. That sounds That smells incredible too.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Sorry.
That's all right. No, we're all good. We're all good.
Kind of did that
These
on purpose.
Are all movies that are already in the theater, and we're working our way to the ones that popped yesterday. Okay. Battle of the Sexes. Do you guys remember that? We're old enough to remember.
We used to play a game on the show called that.
Really?
There used to be a game show called that, wasn't there? Battle of the Sexes?
Yes, yep. Yes. But this is actually the tennis tournament between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like 1973.
Yes, I do remember
we
that.
We all weren't really old, but we were old enough to remember that.
She was more of a man than he was.
And she did kick his you-know-what. Yes, she did kick his tushy. But yeah, Steve Carell is incredible as Bobby Riggs because the man was a male chauvinist, which was the whole point, you know? It's hard to believe that anyone who acted like he acted actually won Wimbledon, actually won the U.S. Open. But he was a really good tennis player back in the day.
Right.
But of course, he could take out any woman. You know, a woman's place is in the kitchen.
Oh.
Yes.
Makes me want to hit him.
That's right. And Emma Stone.
Got a good joke, too, by the way, don't you?
Will probably be getting a couple nods again for her performance of Billie Jean King.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing to see her transform
it's
amazing.
In that. Absolutely amazing.
That role.
So now we're to this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
Because we want to go to the movies Monday because it's a holiday.
Well,
so now
I bet I know where
one.
You can get some free passes if you want to head to my side of the river.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
We should
all
do
right,
a Monday
very good.
Belleville trip.
You should. It's only 30 minutes. It's not really tough,
no,
right?
It's so
right?
cool.
Okay. So this weekend, Pop, The Mountain Between Us.
I want to see that.
Kate Winslet, Idris Elba. The cinematography in itself is absolutely amazing. The two of them together. I love them both. So how was I not going to love this movie, right?
True.
Right?
Right.
They're both incredible. Absolutely incredible performances. The two of them together. I mean, the whole movie, with the exception of a very small part at the beginning with Beau Bridges, is all them. Them and the elements and how are we going to make it back from the plane crash. So it's 2 hours of intense and enjoyable, and I think, of course, all the ladies have to go see this movie.
It.
Yes, it actually is one of those films I've been waiting
it.
For.
Just say it.
He's hot? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying, yes, he's rather hot. It's a very nice storyline, and it actually ends the way a movie should end.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank God. Like, they give terrible endings to all these films.
Sometimes I walk out like, what just happened? Why did they put me through that and then do that to me?
Exactly.
Right.
So you won't have that.
Okay. I like that.
You like that?
So we should go see that?
You should very much go see that. And then, of course, the big movie that everybody's been anticipating that hit this weekend, Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah. 2 hours and 43 minutes of pure intensity, right? What, yeah. Sorry.
She tried really hard there, Gordon. Come on. I
know. Got this.
I know.
No, I was going to say, how about an hour and a half of really intensity?
I was waiting for Kelly to do the, in a world.
Yeah. There you go.
It says 2 hours and 43 minutes.
No, it is 2 hours and 43 minutes. But what I'm saying is there's only an hour and a half of that's very intense.
Oh.
The beginning of that movie was so slow for me. I was literally trying to help, stay awake.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that by looking at the picture.
I know, exactly. And Harrison Ford is it? Are you admiring Harrison Ford or Ryan Gosling there, Kel?
Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Did I say Ryan, really? Ryan.
Yes. Yeah. Ava Menendez loves the way
you
just said his name.
Are you photoshopped?
Yeah. No, he is not photoshopped. And he is in almost every minute of the film.
Did you see the interview with them? With Ryan,
yes,
Harrison Ford, where he keeps forgetting his name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's hilarious. What's your name again? Ryan. Ryan. Okay.
Ryan.
Harrison
Ryan.
Ford keeps acting like he's forgetting his name.
Right. I mean, and the only thing that literally through the beginning of it kept me totally awake was the anticipation of when are we going to get to see Rick Deckard, aka Harrison Ford, and what's been happening for the last 30 years.
Mm.
So. I mean, everybody who has loved Blade Runner, I'm going to tell you, I didn't think it was as good as the original. I mean, there's lots of people out there that absolutely loved it, and they've probably seen it 3 times already. I wasn't one of those. I mean, I rated it somewhere between must see on the big screen and wait and catch it on DVD.
Messy
not because
on the big
of
screen.
That, yeah, you're going to go see him big on the big screen. But yeah, it wasn't totally. Oh, no, I think that you really, if you love Blade Runner, you have to see it on the big screen. The little screen's not going to do it justice.
Not enough.
I just would have edited a lot more than they did. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got a little quick game we can play?
We're going to try a quick game. Sure, all sure. Right. Well, since we ended the movies, everyone should see science fiction today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do science fiction movies.
Were you good in science fiction?
No, probably not so well.
All right, time to make this look stupid. Have to Grover, you're right.
I'm much better with totally useless movies.
Okay, well, I gave you a couple that maybe reference to someone we just talked about. So the first couple ones, we're going
to
help you,
Kelly. I feel like a ping pong game. We're going to have to figure this out because this room is like, twist and turn.
Yeah, I'm definitely going down there next week.
What, Grover?
Okay. Are you ready to go,
Keep
Matt?
Keep going, he said.
Okay.
Go
All
for
right,
it.
We're going. We're going.
Right. Sign okay. language I'm not always good with.
Okay, you should know this one, Cal.
Okay.
All right.
I hope this is the right one.
Okay.
Oh, I see. He's ready to queue up.
What's going on? Sanders, what's going on? It's Mega Maid. She's gone from suck to blow. What?
She's putting this show in the gutter right now.
Do something!
I don't know. Transformers?
No.
No, it sounded older than that.
It's older than that.
I just heard Mega.
It's 1987. And it's a spoof on another. Yep. Good man.
Did you
good
cheat?
Man.
How'd you know that?
I gave him the date.
No, because I recognized Rick Moranis' voice.
Really?
There came to
go.
Me.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Oh,
all right.
Shoot. Okay. All
Give
right.
us another science
How come I can't
fiction.
See the comments?
What can you see, Neil? It's strange. The code is somehow different. Encrypted? Maybe.
Matt's got it.
You do? Uh-oh.
Looks like every floor is wired with explosives.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What?
Matrix. Neo at the beginning.
Remember that movie? Flying through the air.
It was actually
motion.
Matrix Reloaded, 2003. But yeah, you're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there, Matt.
You almost had it.
Almost had it.
I can't see the comments. I'm trying to see the answers. Can you see the answers
on
your video? Shoot.
Okay.
I can see them pop up. They're answering, but I can't.
That's okay.
Read it.
That's okay.
Oh,
keep answering everyone. Yeah. Keep answering everyone. Okay, Matt, go ahead.
So you're a cadet. You're studying. What's your focus?
Xenolinguistics. You have no idea what that means.
Study of alien languages, morphology, phonology, syntax.
Just gonna sit back.
Things have got a talented tongue.
Oh, come on, Kelly.
I don't know.
You don't know that voice? The voice was Chris Pine.
Know Chris Pine, do I?
You don't know those blue eyes? Are
I
you
do?
Serious?
What?
I say you might want to say that into the mic.
Well, no, because I sound stupid when I'm talking the mic.
No. Yeah. I was on radio for how long? She's leaning back.
I'm leaning back so nobody can hear me because I don't know the answers.
Oh,
Star Trek?
I'm pouting.
Yes, Gordon.
You got
it's
it?
It's Star Trek, yeah. To 2009, yeah.
Why I gotta try to be so smart?
I
when
give
Chris
you plenty
Pine
of time.
Got to be James
give me
T.
Plenty
Kirk.
Of time. He gives me an opportunity,
okay.
Even.
This is one you probably saw, Kelly. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead, man.
Now listen good. I'm not Captain Walker. I'm the guy that keeps Mr. Dead in his pocket. And I say we're
it's
gonna
Mel Gibson,
stay here.
Kelly.
And we're gonna live a long time. And we're going to be thankful.
1985.
Mad Max?
Yep.
I've watched all these movies.
I know. That's why I'm trying to help
nothing
you,
makes
girl.
Sense when we do it out loud.
Oh. Go ahead, man.
And I can't see anybody's answers.
Why are they all looking at me?
Because my subconscious feels that someone else is creating this world. The more you change things, the quicker the projections start to converge on you.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Since the foreign nature of the dreamer, they attack like white blood cells fighting an infection.
I know, but I can't think of the name of the movie.
No. Just you.
Are you cheating?
No, I'm trying to see the comments, but they're not coming up on my feed
no,
for
I can't see me
people listening. I
that's
can't
right.
see it.
So that's right. That was Inception, 2010.
Oh,
I
that's
never saw that.
What I was thinking.
You know what? I did see that movie. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Matt. Couple more here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know how this machine worked.
That's Chris Pratt. 2014. There's a two now.
That's all we
but
get?
But this is the original. Yeah, that's Chris Pratt. 2014.
Do you know what, girl?
There's a
oh, you're
two
looking
of it,
at it
now. He plays Peter Quill. Does that help?
I don't even know who Peter Quill is. You'd up, girl.
Oh,
man. Coming to Matt.
It's coming to Matt. The Galaxy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, Matt, come on.
Major Dallas, you've been selected for a mission of the utmost importance.
What mission?
Save the world.
Save the world.
That was Bruce Willis talking.
Armageddon?
No.
No, this is the one where the car's flying around, right?
1997, The Fifth Element.
Where he's the taxi driver.
She just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Fifth Element.
It's not fair.
Kelly's trying. She's trying. Okay,
I mean,
go
my
ahead.
My brain actually, like, it hurts.
Relax and let your mind go blank. It shouldn't be hard for you.
That's it?
Alien?
That's all we get?
Yeah, play it again, Matt.
It's all we get.
Is that Sigourney Weaver's voice?
Yes, it is. Yes,
relax and let your mind go blank. It shouldn't be hard for you.
Avatar?
Yes!
Oh my God, I got one.
Kelly!
Yay! Yes! I can go home,
good girl.
A happy woman.
Good I just girl. Heard Sigourney's voice. Of course, I thought of Alien, so yeah.
I got that one, everyone.
Yes, you did. Yes,
Avatar.
You did. Go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
What if that ship didn't even exist? Did you ever think about that? I didn't know. So now if I went and made a major security situation out of it, everybody steps in, administration steps in, and there's no exclusive rights for anybody. Nobody wins. So I made a decision, and it was wrong. It was a bad call, Ripley. It was a bad call.
Bad call.
Right.
These people are dead, Burke! Don't you have any idea what you've done here? Well, I'm going to make sure that they nail you right to the wall for this. You're not going to sleaze your way out of this one. Right to the wall.
1986.
The
first
wall?
Time we saw the Sigourney Weaver.
I thought it was that's Alien.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because
yes,
Ripley
yes.
was her name.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I thought that it was the case, but I was like, okay, I just said Alien.
I tried
she
to
really play
out
Alien
there.
After I said Alien.
We had a huge trailer there. Someone needed to get that one or it'd be embarrassing.
Oh, it's all right. Okay, just a couple more. Go ahead.
You're man. Reading a magazine. You come across a full-page nude photo of a girl.
Is this testing whether I'm a replicant or a lesbian, Mr. Deckard?
Just answer the questions, please.
We talked about the number two movie, Kel.
We did?
Yeah.
Blade Runner? What?
Yes.
Blade Runner?
Yes.
I just got the answer?
Yes.
Oh,
yay.
Holy. Come on, high five
ding,
on
ding,
that
ding.
One.
1982.
Where
Blade
is our
Runner?
Ding, ding, ding?
There you go. There you go. All right. Go ahead, Matt. Last one.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Waka, or what's his name?
Chewbacca.
Yeah. It's a famous line. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Okay.
That was it.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I answered two or three. I just want to know how I did.
You did better than you've ever done. Let's just say that.
And you don't even watch science fiction films, Cal.
We're closer and closer to being single, aren't we, from the show? We're on the verge. Yeah, single woman over here.
That's all right. And hopefully we had lots of people answer those.
Exactly.
I tried to look. For some reason, their people's feeds aren't coming up on my computer.
I know. That's nothing's going. It's making me crazy.
We're having technical issues this morning in the studio.
Yeah. Well, Movie Game Time was brought to you by Walter's Jewelry. WaltersJewelryInc.com. Take a look at the selection this year until what? I don't know when the year ends for them. Maybe it's December. I don't know. I'm not sure what month they open, but that place has been open for 100 years, a family owned and operated business for 100 years. They have everything that you could possibly need or want to give that special girl in your life. Notice I said girl, not a guy.
You might want to check out the Caro 74 collection that's there for the diamond rings.
The what?
The Caro 74.
What's that?
It's a collection of diamond rings.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, need to check that out.
And for that special man.
Maybe Gordon has.
Hey, you've got a great joke. You've got to tell it.
Well, which one do you want?
Oh, the one that you
that
told
on the way
here?
That I
told
you on the
way here? Yeah, that was
no,
good.
I think this one's better.
No, it's... Seriously?
Well, I know. I've got my jokes. So Ralph's driving home one evening when he suddenly realizes that it's his daughter's birthday and he hasn't bought her a present.
No?
He drives to the mall. Runs to the toy store and says to the shop assistant, "How much is this Barbie in the window?" In a condescending manner, she says, "Which Barbie?" Well, she continues, "We have Barbie goes to the gym for $19.95.
Oh,
Barbie
joke.
Goes to the ball for $19.95. Barbie goes to shopping $95. Barbie goes to the beach for $19.95. Barbie goes night clubbing for $19.95. And divorced Barbie for $265.
You just told my joke.
Ralph asked, "Why is
and
the divorce party
Matt
$265
laughing.
When all the others are $19.95? That's obvious. The sales lady says, "Divorce Barbie comes with Ken's house, Ken's car, Ken's boat, and Ken's furniture."
Wow. Matt's laughing
laugh
too. Matt, stop giggling
that
over
there.
That
is my joke, and I've already told it on air before.
A long time ago. I didn't know you told that one.
It's Barbie Spikes, Barbie House, Barbie Bot. Guess it. Really, 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 really.
All right, fast. I'll tell the one that you wanted me to tell real quick.
Please, Gordon.
After Brian proposed to Jill, his father took him to one side, said, "Son, when I first got married to your mother, the first thing I did when we got home was take off my pants. I gave them to your mother and told her to try them on, which she said they were huge on her. She said that she couldn't wear them because they were just too big. I said to her, of course they're too big. I wear the pants in this family, and I always will. Ever since that day, son, we've never had a single problem." Brian took his dad's advice and did the same thing to his wife on his wedding night. Then Jill took off her panties and gave them to Brian. "Try these on," she said. Brian went along with it, tried them on, but they were too small. "What's the point of this?" he said. She goes, I can't get into your panties, said Brian. "Exactly," Jill replied. "And if you don't change your attitude, you never will."
Nice.
He's never allowed to tell jokes again.
Wow. Thanks. How many times are you going to blast me today? Kel.
He told that joke without looking at anything on the way here in the car, with the voice and all. Here, he wants to read it. That's it. You're done.
I am done.
It's over.
You are correct.
You're done. The jokes. It steals my
It'll
jokes.
It'll be the She Said show next week.
Then I can tell all the jokes then, won't I?
There you go. There you go.
I will be able to do that. So what's rocking, Gordon?
I don't have anything for what's rocking. You do.
What?
I'm just throwing it back to you.
What happened? Oh.
What's rocking is Ready to Waddle at Cottle Waddle. That's in Cottleville, Missouri today, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. You can come on out to Cottle Waddle. It's for the Alzheimer's Association. What you do is you're going to be waddling from place to place and taking drinks from 7 p.m. to 11
p.m. Stop giggling,
Quit
Matt.
Laughing, Matt.
That old thought.
Oh, now you got that.
A lot of people
chuckle.
Will be waddling.
I cannot
A lot
wait
of people
to
will be waddling after a couple of drinks. Also, there's History Hay Rides today. That is over at Foss Park. It's offered at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. today. Space is limited, so going out to Foss Park for that. And every weekend down in St. Charles, with it being Halloween season, go down and do the ghost tours with Dr. Michael. You can visit the Lost Graveyard. You will see the Lady in White. The Sheriff Died Here is what it says. And the reports of ghostly dogs. I've never heard the ghostly dogs. I have taken the tour down there, but it's been pretty cool.
Awesome. All right, check out Bishop's Post. They got a 3-course meal for $30. Make sure to get online to ChesterfieldLifestyle.com and nominate your favorite business. Thank you so much for being with us today for the She Said, He Said show. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Boo! Boo! That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo!
More!
More!
Our baby's a love.